Are we going to have a soft landing? Well, that's what a lot of people are talking about these days. And we're going to discuss some of the nuances about the words soft landing and if we're going to get there.
It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You know, we have these dovish-ish kind of comments coming out from the Fed, and everybody's like, wait a minute. And they have to read between the lines and read the tea leaves. And they say, what is Jerome Powell saying? Well, he's now talking about disinflation, but at the same time, on the other side of his mouth, he's saying he's going to keep raising rates just a little bit slower. And, you know, it's a lot of gobbledygook, right? Like most of the stuff from the Fed is. Usually there's irrational, exuberant. Who's that? Greenspan said that like back in 2000. And everybody's like, what does that mean? And then he said some other stupid stuff. And all the Fed chairmen, they're really good at like crafting these things that mean nothing. And so Jerome Powell is no different. He did sit and answer a lot of questions after his press release last week in his press conference. And he, under the guise of being transparent, I think there's a lot of gobbledygook in there. And, you know, you have to remember that he's like a 79-year-old attorney. You got to wonder why that's the most powerful man in the world running the money. We shouldn't even have the Fed probably, but, you know, they get involved and, you know, they screwed it up last time. They always screw it up. They overshoot or undershoot. And we're just coming off a long period of undershoot. And now we're having to overshoot very quickly. And everybody's talking about the recession. And so do you think there's a recession coming? So I had a friend of mine today contacted me and says, I don't understand it. Why is the market going up when Jerome Powell is going to send everything into a recession? And I said, well, the market is a forward pricing vehicle. It doesn't price things based on today's news. It prices things for 12 to 18 months in the future. And so over the last year, we've had a bear market, like a 13-month bear market from November of 21 all the way to the end of 22. And on January 9th, I said, I think we're going green and I think we're out of a bear market or we're coming out of a bear market and we're going into a new bull market. And everybody's like, oh man, you're crazy. We're going into a recession. You know, the Fed's raising rates and it's going to cause a recession. I know that's true. And it may cause a recession. It's certainly going to cause a slowdown in housing because they're raising rates. Companies won't be able to borrow as cheaply as we used to. And that was probably way too cheap. But at the same time, you know, they're still printing, right? They're calling it, you know, that they're not printing, they're raising rates. And everybody's just looking at that headline number like, oh, they're raising rates. So they must not be printing. They're printing behind the scenes. $1.5 trillion worth of debt is coming due like every couple of months. I will tell you that a third of all the debt is coming due within the next 15 to 18 months. And that debt is going to have to be refinanced at a higher price because he's raising rates. And so when interest now starts to take up a component that equals, you know, like the Medicare costs of the United States, or it equals the military costs, which is what it's doing. It's approaching those two areas. That's a waste of money. We're spending money on interest. And when interest was 2% or 1.5%, that was easy to finance. But with interest rates going up to 4, 4.5, 5, 5.5%, that's a lot more expensive to be able to finance that money to pay off the interest on the debt to our creditors. But what we do is we print more money. We're not going to default on it. We're going to continue to make those payments, but we'll print more money in the back. Like they always figure out a way, right? Last time it was quantitative easing, which is basically counterfeiting money and putting it in banks. Pretty soon they'll come up with some other name for it. And then they'll figure out a different way to do it with swaps or, you know, reverse repos and put money in a way that you probably don't understand. And you can see that the money supply is still expanding and it has to. And so the Fed might be raising rates on consumers, trying to throw us into a recession. Like, what a bunch of nice people. They're trying to throw us into a recession. They're trying to create a global recession. But I think on the other side of their mouth, they're still printing money. They're still creating looseness in the money supply. And when there's looseness in the money supply, you're going to see inflation. And so what you're going to see is what Jerome Powell calls disinflation, right? Which is not so much of an increase in inflation. Inflation is still going, but it's not going to go up as much as it was. It might go from 9% down to 4% or 5%. That's still inflation. And that's way higher than the 2% target that they're trying to hit. And by the time the data comes in, it's like a year later. And so they're not able to really have a gauge on what they're doing. So they might be way overshooting. And so what I think will happen, I'm going to show you an article here by Kelly Evans from CNBC. Basically, the headline is this. It's it always looks like a soft landing at first. I think she's got a point here. And she says that, you know, one of the quotes that she had from somebody she interviewed is the U.S. is slowing sharply. And yet our central bank is still hiking, and overseas they're hiking by even more. So that's true. They're still raising rates, even though we're already slowing everything down. Like, you're seeing layoffs everywhere. I'm totally on board with the idea that stocks can have a final bout to the upside before a broader slowdown sinks in. I think that's probably not that I like to make predictions, because that's not a very smart business idea, because you can always be proven wrong, and you frequently are. I know nothing. All I know is what I see and what I've experienced in my life, 45 years in the market. And I could tell you that the market's already priced in whatever recession they're going to do. They've already priced in the hiking, because he's told us a year ago that he's going to hike. And so are all the other central banks. But at some point, they have to stop hiking because they're hiking interest rates on themselves, like I mentioned. So I think we get a bull market. I don't know how long this bull market's going to last. It may not last very long, but I think we get a stock market that rallies. It rallies up to like the mean, because there's always a reversion to the mean in the market. So it was really sold off for the last 13 months. So it's going to rally back up. And then once it gets to that mean, then we have a decision to make. We're going to have a conversation, you and me, and we're going to figure out if we think it's going higher or if it's going to hit that resistance point at the mean and come back down, because now we're in a recession. But think about it. If all these companies are laying people off, yesterday it was Amazon. It's like one big company after the next is laying people off. Dell today laid off 5% of their workforce. Well, think about that for a second. Now 5% of your workforce is out of work. That company becomes much more profitable if they could still get a decent amount of sales, right? If they don't lose more than the offset in sales, right? So what's happening is, what happens in capitalism is things get trimmed down to most efficient. Look at what Elon Musk did at Twitter. He fired like 3/4 of the people and the company's doing great. So did you really need them? If companies are trimming fat, that means they're going to be more efficient. So companies will probably start reporting that they've already lowered expectations, and now they might start beating expectations again. And when that happens, markets go up, because markets look at the future. I don't know if it's going up or down. I don't know if we're going to have a soft landing. We're probably going to have some kind of a little soft landing, and then we're going to have a crash landing probably, because that's the way the Fed has always done it. And then, you know, the bottom line is there's always opportunity. There's going to be opportunity out there in the stock market, in the bond market. There's going to be opportunities in the gold market, and especially in the crypto Bitcoin market, I should say. And there's going to be lots of opportunities. So you just have to kind of be a little bit nimble, but don't listen to the news people, because they're reporting stuff from the past. The market's telling you what you need to know right now. And I think you should listen on whether we're going to have a soft landing or not. See you next time on another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.